the epistle appointed to be read for this, the first Sunday, the first Mass of Christmas, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God, our Savior, has appeared to all men, instructing us in order that rejecting ungodliness and worldly lusts, we may live temperately and justly and piously in this world, looking for the blessed hope and glorious coming of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and cleanse for himself an acceptable people pursuing good works. Thus speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus that a census of the whole world should be taken. This first census took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria. And all were going, each to his own town, to register. And Joseph also went from Galilee out of the town of Nazareth into Judea to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, together with Mary to register with his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass while they were there that the days for her to be delivered were fulfilled. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same district living in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of God shone round about them, and they feared exceedingly. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Thus for this Sunday, feast day's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, first and foremost, this morning, this beautiful morning of the birth of our blessed Lord and Savior, I wish to take this opportunity in the name of the monks and the nuns to wish each and every one of you a very holy, a very blessed, a very happy, a very peaceful Christmas. That's all we have to offer. Those are the jewels of this life: peace, happiness, joy, contentment, serenity. There are no jewels that will come close to these in importance and value. So we're very happy to have you. We're very happy to have the visitors this morning. And while I am at it, and we're singing the hymns, I heard you. If you can't sing, sing anyway. Everybody, this morning is a joyous occasion. Our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has touched earth, and we must be exuberant. Can you imagine the angels that came down to the shepherds if they held back on their song and praise this morning? An interesting point The shepherds. You know, we sometimes want to condemn the poor innkeeper for having said no to St. Joseph when he was looking for a place to stay that cold, dark night. The innkeeper was merely doing what God wanted him to do. Can you imagine the King of heaven and earth being born in such a place where everything was going on, noise and confusion and everything else? The only place for the Lord God to be born was just where he was born, in a tiny little hut out on the other side of the city walls. And the shepherds, no one not ever before or since has had such an awesome invitation. No one. There is nothing on record to show that the angels of heaven have come down and invited anybody to anything. Did the angels go up there on the hill where all the noise was going on in the inn? No. Were all the hoi polloi was present? No. Were the great and the mighty and the powerful and the learned and everybody else that was important was up there? Did the angels go see them? No. They went down and invited some old men. I guess they were old, I don't know. Some men will say that. Humble, ignorant, quiet, and wondering. And all they could say when they left to go, let us go see this thing. They didn't know exactly how to address it. They were that unknowing. But they were the ones that the angels imagine. The angels went down to say, come. Let us go see. And they went. This should be for us a great learning experience. My beloved people, we want to be joyful this morning, and we will be. And let us for the moment part the black clouds that are all around us and about us. And let us look at the stars in heaven. Let us look at God in heaven. Let us look at the blessed Lord in the manger. Let us look at the blessed mother beside him and Saint Joseph and the shepherds. Let us look at them and see and receive from them the hope, the joy that comes to those who love God. There is nothing at all that can be equal to our love for God. That's where the joy is. Someone said once upon a time, with St. Bernard, I believe it was, the great St. Bernard, the measure to love God is to love him without measure. That's all of it. There is no measure with which to love God. We must be Christians and dedicated to this, committed to this, in a world that today is traveling farther and farther away from this awesome moment. Importance in this moment is no longer there. It is so unimportant that it's not even worth thinking about. And so, the infinite God has touched each of us in here this morning to be here and to adore and to believe and to be happy and to be joyful. nothing that I could say to you. No jeweled crown could I give you than that, the love of God. So, be happy and content. Be men of people, men of God. Be Christian men and women in a world that is full of hate and terror and killing and war. In here, by the grace of God, let us enjoy the beauty of heaven. God bless all of you. I will not keep you this morning. I pray for you. This Mass this morning, however, is for the monks and the nuns. As I lift up the host for the monks and the nuns, I want you to pray for the monks and the nuns here. That Almighty God will bless us with His full grace, that we will be able to stand up and to be witness to Him for you and for your loved ones. Pray for us. Pray for holy vocations. God will send vocations when God sees fit. But in the meantime, let us, should we say, bother God with our prayer for vocations. Tomorrow morning, my 10 o'clock Mass will be for all of you and for all of those that we have promised for their welfare, our oblates in particular, and everyone else that looks to us for strength and courage. Pray that we will always be there, be here, to give strength and courage and commitment and determination to all who look this way. We have no quarrel with anybody. We will not quarrel with anybody. We only are here to pray. And we ask you who come here to join us in prayer. Let our prayer be explosive in heaven, as the angels' voices were explosive when they mentioned, when they spoke to the shepherds. This, my beloved people, is all we've got. All that's worth talking about. All that's worth possessing. Nothing else matters. This we carry with us as we leave the present life. Everything else that we can accumulate, no matter who we are, or where we are, or our importance, or whatever, nothing else will we carry with us. The love of God is all that we will carry with us, and which will be taken from us, and love shall be returned. May God bless you, and keep you, and preserve you from every harm and danger, and stay with you, and give you a taste of the sweetness that comes from Him, my dearest people.